They're called Public. The song's called Splash. This is The Drive. On The Drive, we've managed to source a sports commentator extraordinaire. No, he's not the guy who talks during the rugby matches and so forth, although he's qualified, eminently qualified to do so. He is from Algoa country, and he's been launched into international stardom on Instagram and so forth. He's the latest influencer in South Africa by way of post-match interviews about everything. He's a teaching intern and first team rugby coach at Woodridge College. He was born in East London, lives up, grew up in PE, went to Westring High. All the Westring peeps are like cheering right now. Yeah. And then he played for the EP Kings for 5 years. It's my pleasure to welcome via the telephone for appropriate social distancing and so forth.
Of course.
Kutle Songosi, welcome. How does it feel to be internet famous?
Thanks for that intro. I think I need to take you everywhere I go. If I'm going to intro like that.
Be a hype man. Oh, man. Yeah, how does it feel?
It's been surreal. I'm not going to lie. It's been a crazy, crazy, crazy couple of weeks. It still hasn't sunk in properly yet, because every time I try and figure things out, I get asked to come on a Go FM, or I get asked to do something else cool, yes. Something cool. So yeah, it's been surreal at the moment, but I've loved every second of it.
You are so good at this interview thing. I just have to let you know, you are amazing at it. Where
Thank
did
you.
The idea come from?
The idea just it came from I love sports and I love comedy. That's two things that I love the most. All my friends and people that know me know that if I'm not playing sports, I'm trying to make people laugh, or making a fool of myself, trying to make people laugh. So for me, I was trying to find a way to combine it, and I think I've always watch sports interviews, and I thought, you know what, I thought I would try to put a funny spin on normal interviews and try to incorporate it with day-to-day things.
So what you do is, for someone who's listening going, who is this guy? You're the guy that we see all over these videos on Facebook and Instagram and everywhere. You do like a post-match interview. You know, like afterwards they'll talk to the captain. But the thing that's funny about it is you don't talk about like a match specifically between someone and someone else. You've taken it into, you've done post-match interviews about so many different things. What are some of the subject matter you've done?
I've done getting a haircut.
Wow.
I've done washing the dishes. I did a post-match Christmas lunch meal, which was needed. My last one, the last one I did was on load shedding, which I thought is something that you all can relate to.
Absolutely, yeah, and how well it's done, or how well we did, yeah.
Yes, and your facial expressions are just on point and 100%, you know, all the time. But now, remember, you were on Instagram, you jumped from like 5,000 followers to like over 12,000 followers. Now you're a proper influencer. You know, how are you dealing with that, you know, being this gram influencer?
The funny thing is, when you left school in December, when you finished school, I had 1,800 followers.
Wow.
So I thought, and I was like, you know what, I'll probably, that's about it. I don't think it will go any higher. So for it to go on 12,000 now, it's surreal. It's really crazy. I think I'm still getting used to the term being called influencer. it's been crazy. I think for me, it's been obviously being asked by a couple of brands to help out, to advertise their thing. So that's been the crazy part. That's been the part where trying to find how can I grow the brand and the videos. That's the next step. So I think that's the part that I'm trying to get used to at the moment.
So the thing that I love about it as well is that we have people in Algoa country with these funny ideas, these talents, these skills. Not only were you a provincial rugby player or a regional rugby player with EP Kings, you know, you're a coach, you're a teacher, you're all those things. Those influence people, but online influencing and ripping up the internet right from here during lockdown, actually. What would you say to somebody who's got an idea? How did you do it? How did you even start? Did you hire camera people, or how did you do it?
What I'd say to someone who just do it. I think we all, if you have an idea, you think it's funny, if you find it funny, that's all that matters. And I think it's something that you enjoy doing. That's for me. I have no secret to success. It's just, for me, I love making the videos. That's the thing. I love making videos. I enjoy doing it. I love making people laugh. There's no camera crew. It's my brother who I get to record me.
His arm is famous now.
Yeah, I had to convince him. It was hard to get into it. Now he actually asked me when the next video is. That's the problem.
Fantastic. Two last questions. The one is, where do we find you online? Someone's listening going, this guy sounds like this is real funny stuff. Where do we find it?
So it's on Instagram at cookie_kuhle. You'll find me on Twitter, the same handle, and on TikTok as well. That's where I post all my videos. That's where you can find me, and that's where you can enjoy the video.
KOOKIE_KUHLE. Cookie Kuhle.
Yeah.
All right, cool. That's where you can go and find him right now. And then, the other question that I wanted to say is just very quickly. I mean, the biggest thing that's obviously happened to you is chatting with us on The Drive, obviously. But from your little bedroom doing the videos, what else has happened? People have asked you to go on television. What's happened? Where have you been?
So I've been on television. I've been on Espresso. I've been on Newsroom Africa. I've been on the morning show on ETV. Wow. And so it's been crazy from my little room to being on TV, then obviously being on The Drive, which is the highlight.
Of course. Thank you.
Okay. I've made it now, so there's no hide in this. So yeah.
Well, we want to see at cookie_kuhle. We want to see a post match video about how you feel after the interview. That's what we want to see. I mean, your fans are allowed to place requests, aren't they?
Yeah, they definitely do.
Congratulations on taking a talent and an ability and an interest right from Algoa country, right from your room to right across Africa and the world, online, television, radio, everywhere. All the best for that. And of course, as an influencer of kids at school, rugby players and so forth, all the best for your career.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. It's a privilege.
Wherever you go, take us along for the ride.
Algoa FM. I was down.